This energy is observable only through its gravitational effects. Energy of any sort generates gravitational fields and is in turn acted on by gravitational fields. So an energy filling all space could have important effects on the expansion of the universe. We cannot actually calculate the energy per volume that is produced by these quantum fluctuations. Using the simplest approximations, it turns out to be infinite. But with any reasonable guess at how to throw away the high-frequency fluctuations that are responsible for the infinity, the vacuum energy per volume comes out to be enormously large. It is about a trillion, 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 trillion times larger than is allowed by the observed rate of expansion of the universe. This must be the worst failure of an order of magnitude estimate in the history of science. If this energy of empty space is positive, then it produces a gravitational repulsion between particles of matter at very large distances, precisely like the term involving the cosmological constant that Einstein added to his field equations in 1917. We can therefore regard the energy due to quantum fluctuations as merely making a contribution to a total cosmological constant. The expansion of the universe is affected only by this total cosmological constant, not by the cosmological constant in the field equations of general relativity, or by the quantum vacuum energy separately. This opens up the possibility that the problem of the cosmological constant and the problem of the energy of empty space may cancel. In other words, there may be a negative cosmological constant in the Einstein field equations that merely cancels the effect of the enormous vacuum energy owing to quantum fluctuations. But in order to be consistent with what we know about the expansion of the universe, the total cosmological constant must be so small that these two terms in the total cosmological constant would have to cancel to 120 decimal places. This is not the sort of thing that we would be happy to leave unexplained. Theoretical physicists have been trying for years to understand the cancellation of the total cosmological constant, so far without having found any convincing explanation. String theory, if anything, makes the problem worse. The many different string theories each yield a different value for the total cosmological constant, including the effects of vacuum quantum fluctuations. But in the general case, this comes out enormously too large. With the total cosmological constant this large, space would be so radically curved that it would bear no resemblance to the familiar three-dimensional space of Euclidean geometry in which we live. If all else fails, we may be thrown back on an anthropic explanation.